5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Sofia Vergara. You know, I'm just amazed. She and the fiancé have split, and there are stories of name-calling and hitting and punching, and I'm just shocked. Who would have thought that Sofia would be high maintenance for a start? Anyway, there's a big fight now over embryos which have been created. She wants them destroyed. He wants them preserved. Somebody who knows about these things is Dr. Devorah Lieberman, who is a fertility specialist at Genia. Hi, Dr. Lieberman. Thanks for coming on the program.
Good evening. It's a pleasure.
So are you as surprised as I am that Sofia turned out to be the hot-headed woman that she is?
Well, she does have some Latin blood, doesn't she?
I would have thought just looking at her pretty much gave away what you could expect there. But let's go to the business of the embryos. Now, she wants them destroyed. He wants to keep them. How can they arrive at that point? I would have thought that it would have been agreed long before and set in law what would happen if, apparently, what I read here, they argued about what would happen if one of them died, but not if they split up.
Well, I don't think most people, when they start out with IVF and go to make embryos, imagine that their relationship is going to deteriorate and fall apart.
Yeah.
So I don't think that too many people will make a determination about the fate of the embryos in a failed relationship. But it does take two people to make embryos, and it takes two people to agree about what their fate will be.
So to be clear with this, the embryos we're talking about is his sperm, her eggs, but for whatever reason, a surrogate was going to bring these embryos, if everything worked the way it was hoped, to full term. That's the story here, isn't it?
Yes, apparently they had tried two embryos in the past with a surrogate, and they did not succeed. So no child has resulted as yet.
Okay, but he's still hopeful that's going to happen. She doesn't want to know about it. She wants the embryos destroyed.
Right.
Apart from any sort of moral issues here, what about the legal standpoint? Who does have the say?
Well, they both have to agree. And if they don't agree, then the embryos will be left, I suppose, in a permanent state of limbo, because he can't have them transferred to another woman without Sofia Vergara's permission. And you can't imagine that she would agree to that happening. But at the same time, the embryos can't be destroyed without her permission. So they will just stay in their state of suspended animation in liquid nitrogen, I suppose, indefinitely until this can be resolved.
Cryogenic limbo.
Hmm.
Wow, it's quite a story, isn't it? So what would happen here in this country?
Well, in this country, as I say, two people would need to agree about what would happen to them. And it comes up not uncommonly when a couple split and then the woman who is then older, wanting to have children, biological children of her own, is no longer capable.
Yeah.
So the only embryos that she will have with her eggs are from a previous relationship. And that does sometimes come into a bit of dispute.
Do you know of any of those disputes and where the outcome has been?
Usually the former partner will not agree.
Right.
For those embryos.
So that's pretty sad all around, I suppose, really, when you think about it from that
course.
Point of view. But
exactly.
Once again, and I've had this crop up in the program a couple of times in recent past, once again, it's like the science is outstripping the law or even the, you know, accepted morality, isn't it?
Well, I don't know about that. I think that it's a very individual view about what an embryo represents. You know, apparently the ex-fiancé believes that life begins at conception, which is a very common view. But for me, conception is a process, not an event. And already two embryos have been transferred without resulting in a pregnancy. So it's difficult to know if these embryos ever would become babies if they were transferred into a uterus.
And just thinking it through for him, what would his ultimate plan be? As you say, it's unlikely she's ever going to agree for the embryos to go into a surrogate mother. But then if that happened, probably you never would, but if it did, then what, he brings the kids up as his own, on his own, finds another woman. Wow, I mean, there's so many threads to this, aren't there?
Sure, if it ever got to that point.
If it got that point.
I can't imagine that it would.
Yeah. So she's got a new guy now, another actor, and I don't know what happens then. I mean,
yeah,
if she...
Well, that would be interesting if she wanted to use those embryos in her new relationship, but the genetic father would obviously be the ex-fiancé.
And so then the two guys would have to come to terms with what's going on there, and man, oh man. I see a film in this, Dr. Liebman.
Yes, well, interesting story, or at least a soap opera plot.
All right, appreciate your time. Thank you for coming on the program.
Pleasure. Good night.
Dr. Devorah Lieberman.